Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with us. Don't want to miss a second of our time with our good friend, Dr. Bob McTeer. Dr. Robert McTeer is a distinguished fellow with the NCPA, National Center for Policy Analysis, ncpa.org, right, Bob?
Right.
Lots of important stuff there you can find on the kind of policies, perspectives that I like, ladies and gentlemen. I'll just leave it at that.
And they should also go to my my website, which is bobmcteer.com, no dot.
Right. BobMcTeer.com, and Bob, they can find your blog there too, can't they?
Yeah, they can go from there to my blog.
So check that out, folks. Bob McTeer. Bob, you don't have a haiku, do you?
Not a new one today. No,
well,
sorry,
you're going to have to get on the stick here. We're going to keep inviting you back. We miss your haikus.
Well, you know, my first haiku applies. A Japanese haiku is too sophisticated for a country boy.
That's pretty good. Hey, Bob, Bernanke is going to be. I think they're meeting this week, aren't they? On his confirmation, reconfirmation.
If the senators that are trying to delay it will allow the meeting, his term expires on Sunday. His term as chairman,
right,
expires
right.
on Sunday.
If
I might say so, Jim, this is an amazing development to me because I think it's fairly clear that Bernanke saved us from another Great Depression. He saved the financial system. His performance has just been almost perfect, and yet all this new populism has sort of got him in the crosshairs, unfairly, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there used to be populism from the left, now it's more from the right.
Right.
But what they all have in common is anti-establishment.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing more establishment.
And that's what Mr. Obama misunderstood, I think. He thought they voted for him, and they didn't vote for him. They voted for something different, and he didn't turn out to be much different. And so now he's having to deal with that, isn't he?
Yeah. I guess it's hard to... You know, it's hard to know what's in people's mind when they vote.
It's rough when the population says, you know, we're just not that into you.
That's right. None of us want to hear that.
Well, that's the reason why I said what happened in Massachusetts is a cautionary tale for the Democrats and the Republicans.
Yeah.
But back to Bernanke. You think he should be confirmed. And, folks, Bob McTeer is no Keynesian economist. He's a marketplace guy. And so you think he should be confirmed. You're high on him, aren't you?
Very high, yeah.
Yeah, very interesting. That's very interesting. So, what do you think he'll be reconfirmed?
Well, it's looking today like he probably will be, but you know, it's going to wound him if it's close, and it's already wounded him, and it's already probably hurting the independence of the Fed.
So,
the best thing that I've seen written on the repercussions on the independence of the Fed is in today's Wall Street Journal. And it was written by my successor at the Dallas Fed, Richard Fisher.
Right. What'd he say?
Well, he just laid out the consequences. He said it much better than I could summarize it.
So
people should read that. It's on the editorial.
So check that out, folks, in the Wall Street Journal. So, so you think he should be reconfirmed? And what about, you used the word, you know, politicizing of the Fed. There are a lot of people who want to do that, and I'll tell you that a lot of the people who are going to vote against Bernanke are not some of those who want to politicize the Fed. But there are people who are going to vote for him who want government to have more control over the Fed. What do you think about that?
Well, it gets all mixed up in this. And Harry Reid did him a great disservice by announcing that he was going to be for him, but he'd extracted some concessions. And the concessions he described were just the sort of thing that, you know, you ought to be doing anyway, making sure people can get loans and so forth. But the way he put it made it look like a backroom deal, and it was very unfortunate. That's what happens when you have wounded politicians. He was thinking of his own reelection campaign rather than the business at hand.
And you know, but you know, Bob, you don't have to have wounded politicians. I mean, most of the stuff that's wrong in America today is because of politics, not because of the marketplace or public good servants.
Well, yeah, you got to be wary of all politicians, but yeah. When they're wounded, I think they're particularly dangerous.
They're particularly dangerous, right? Exactly, Bob. Thank you for being here. Thank you for all that you do for us and for the time you give us and for your service to this country.
Don't tell me the segment's over.
Yeah, I'm afraid it is, but we're going to get you back again real soon. Don't forget, we're like the Hotel California. Once we find out where you are, you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
Thanks, Jim.
Bob. See you later. Bob McTeer, ladies and gentlemen. He's the best. Another great American member of our Brain Trust. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.